Today is the 17th of July. Welcome to Heart of Worship. I'm JC May, and it is an honor to have you here with me on this beautiful, beautiful, beautiful day. So I am 24 hours in from actually being off social media, and it's so funny how you don't realize the habits that you pick up just from having social media on your phone. Like the amount of times I would flip to Instagram or flip to Facebook just to check it without consciously realizing that I'm doing it. And because obviously now I'm aware, it just made things that much more highlighted at the fact that, oh my gosh, this has actually become a habit. But with all that said, it's great to be with you guys here today. So we're going to pick up from where we left off yesterday. We're going to continue in the line of worship. And our verse of the day comes from John 17 verse 18. And it says this: "As you, God, sent me into the world, I have sent them into the world." Father, we glorify and honor your name today. O Lord God Almighty, please give us wisdom and courage to see your will for our lives. This we pray in your precious name. You know, it's funny how God is not always the first thing we want to acknowledge in the morning or in the evening or whatever time you're listening to this. God is not always the first thing we want to acknowledge. And that's just due to different things or different aspects of our lives or things happening around us that, you know, we kind of pay more attention to. You know, yesterday as I was kind of going through my work day and going through my spirit and really understanding the habits that I have cultivated, you know, over the past God knows how many years we've been on social media. And I've taken breaks from social media before, but nothing like this. I realized yesterday how much I want God to be the first thing in my life and how it's not okay that I reach for my phone first instead of reaching for the word or instead of reaching for his spirit. And I want to encourage you to do that today. I want to encourage you to reach for him first and foremost. Reach for his spirit, his presence, his glory. Just reach for his will. Because we cannot forget. We cannot afford to forget the God that we serve, and that without him we are nothing. We are just here. And so wherever you are listening to this, at whatever time of day you are listening to this, I really want to challenge you to focus your mind on him. I really want to challenge you to speak a word over your life and to speak his word over your life. I don't want you to be moved by what you see and what you hear, but rather I want you to be moved in the spirit. Father, we honor you. Father, we reverence you. The Bible says in Romans 16:20, it says, "The God of peace will soon crush Satan under your feet. The grace of our Lord Jesus be with you." The God of peace will soon crush Satan under your feet. The grace of our Lord Jesus be with you. The God of peace, which means whatever battle you have been fighting, whatever frontline war you have been captain of, the God of peace, the God of peace will soon crush Satan under your feet, and the grace of our Lord Jesus be with you. His grace is so sufficient. His grace is all we need. And we serve a God who has given us grace without merit, without us even deserving it. He has granted us grace. In grace we are saved. In grace we are healed. In grace we know who we are because He is in us. And so right now, family, I want you to sing a new song. I want you to lift up your voice and just sing a song that's on your heart. The Bible says that He will give you a new song. The Bible says that praises shall always be on your lips. And in this moment that you are listening to this podcast, I want that new song to be birthed out of you. Out of a place of, I'm an overcomer. Out of a place of, I've been through a lot. Things haven't quite gone my way, but I'm an overcomer. I always say this, that we can sing as many songs as we like, but if you don't sing them out of a place where you can say, yeah, these are my lyrics too, then all you're doing is just singing someone else's songs. If you're not singing them out of a place of, I know what it means to say, bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. I know what it means to say, water you turned into wine. I know what it means when we say, you're a good, good Father, and that you are perfect in all of your ways. I know what that means. Then you're just singing for singing's sake, because there's no meaning to the songs, and therefore you cannot relate the way that you should be relating to them. And so I want to encourage you to sing your song. Tell Him how much He's been good to you. Father, You brought me from a mighty long way. I didn't think I'd ever make it, but God, You held my hand every step of the way, showing me how much You love me, showing me how much You care for me, showing me just how I am Your child, showing me the peace that surpasses all understanding. Yes, You did, Lord. You helped me believe in myself again. You helped me to believe in myself again. You're teaching me how to love me like You love me. Oh, things may not have gone according to plan,
the God, you're perfect in all your ways, yeah. You are perfect in all your ways. Father, I glorify you for waking me up this morning and giving me a brand new day. Help me to walk right. Help me to talk right. Help me to be right in your sight.
Yeah.
I bow before you. I bow before you. I bow before you, oh God. Yeah.
Verse John 2 verse 13 says, I am writing to you, fathers, because you know him who has been from the beginning. I am writing to you, young men, because you have overcome the evil one. I have written to you, children, because you know the Father. You know the Father that we serve, and you know the Father that comforts us. And I want to reintroduce you to that Father. I don't know who's listening to this, and I don't know who this is for, but your identity is in him. Your identity is in him. And you may have been missing a parent, a mother or a dad, or mother or father, but I just sense that God wants to remind you of his love over your life. God has already given you his surname. God has already given you his middle name. God has already given you his first name. And he wants to remind you that he was at every school play that you were ever in. And he was at every football match you ever played in. He was at every sports game. He was at every exam you sat. He was at your graduation. He was at your job. On the first day, he was there. He was there cheering you on and comforting you and guiding you. He was there.
He was standing right next to you. He was standing right next to you. He was in the audience watching you, telling you, I'm so proud of you, daughter. I'm so proud of you, son. If you would let me in, I'll show you just how much I'm loving on you. So you never have to feel that emptiness again.
You are an overcomer. You are a child of God. Don't you ever forget how much he loves you and how much he cares for you. But thanks be to God, who always leads us in the triumphant in Christ and manifests through us the sweet aroma of the knowledge of him in every place. 2 Corinthians 2 verse 14. And so our declaration of the day today is short and sweet. It says, I declare I am God's friend. We share everything. I declare that I am God's friend. We share everything. This is my declaration. That as you walk out your house today, you remember that you are God's friend. And that you share everything together. Everything. There is nothing he doesn't see. There is nothing he doesn't know. So trust in that. So Father, our prayer this week is, help us, O God. Because like all children of men, we need your daily grace. Yesterday's blessings can encourage, but will not take care of the burdens of today. May we know thee as the shepherd of our lives and eternal soul. May our fears be dissolved by faith in thee and through the prayer of thy love. Father God, help us to love and manifest the spirit of love under all circumstances to all people. May our lives be a glory to ourselves. Help to our fellow men and rewarding to us. This we pray in your precious name. Amen and amen and amen. So if you are new here on Heart of Worship, welcome to the worship family. Please reach out to me. If you want to reach out to me, if you're able to reach out to me, I am on Instagram, Facebook and Twitter at JC May or JC May Music. I'm currently off social media at the moment. I will be back on social media on the 13th of August, but I will be checking my messages on Instagram and Facebook every Monday up until I am back. So if you do reach out to me, just be patient with me as I reply slowly. Do not forget there are a few things happening here on Heart of Worship. A Mother's Worship, which takes place on the 4th of August. Registration is still open and tickets are available on my Instagram page. If you go to my Instagram page and click on the link, you will see it there. It would be lovely to have a few more mothers come out on that day. We also have our Heart of Worship live tickets going on sale on the 3rd of September. So save the date, guys. 1st of February 2019. We are going in and we are going in hard. And we are going to just thank God for the fact that we have been doing this for a year. Also, we are coming close to the end of July. And so, you know, I kind of realized the other day that, wow, you know, we've been doing this for a long time. So the last week of July here on Heart of Worship is going to be Praise Week. And I'm very much looking forward to doing that. But until tomorrow, family, my prayer for you is this. May flowers always line your path and sunshine light your day. May songbirds serenade you every step along the way. May a rainbow run beside you in a sky that's always blue, and may happiness fill your heart each day, your whole life through. Until tomorrow, family, I love you. Stay blessed. Bye.